Romans that have already been heard in your hearing. And so I'll read verses 5 and 6 and verse 8 for your consideration this morning. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holding up. For God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. Verse 8, for whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. We are to use a thought of subject this morning. I'd like to use a thought, everybody got to make up their own mind. Everybody got to make up their own mind. It is a joy to be here in the house of the Lord, to be with you this morning, to share and to not only have my spirit, but my body and spirit in the same place at the same time. You know, we can go places, but we can still, our heart and minds and spirit can be any and everywhere. And so even in the midst of absence, don't never think that you're not thought about, because we have come to a place in my life that I appreciate from whence I've come. And I thank God for what I've learned here in this household of faith. And I thank God for being with us every step of the way. God is such a mighty good God, and I enjoy exalting and lifting up the mighty name of Jesus with you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to look upon your faces one more time, to share with our members, to look at the blessings all over this place. That there's blessings all over. And every one of us, if we would be honest with ourselves, we could find a little negative here, a little problem there. But in the midst of all of that, we are still a blessed people. And so we are thankful to God for his blessings, because there's so many that are less fortunate than we are. There's so many that are actually really going through, to sometimes you have to just smile at yourself or even asking God, Lord, step in here on this situation when I can take care of that myself. Lord, you go over there and take care of Daryl. I got this right here today. So you got to sometimes spread the love. You got to sometimes allow God to be with somebody else. We know we sing that hymn, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior, because there are others calling. Somebody else is preaching right now. Somebody else is calling on the name of the Lord right now. So we can't be a selfish people and think that God is just right here at Fowles Chapel on the corner of Smith and Dixie. God is everywhere we go. God is everywhere that we be. And I don't know about you, but I like to be in the midst of where God is. I like to be in the midst where the Spirit of the Lord is. Anybody ever found themselves in the midst of a good environment where the Spirit of the Lord is there, the love of God is there, the comfort of God is there, and all you got to do is just let it come on in? You know, sometimes you ought to be like a sponge. You ought to absorb every little bit that you can get and hold on to it and hope and pray that don't nobody squeeze you too tight and squeeze none of it out. Because I don't know about you, but I need mine. I need to know that I got the Lord on my side. I need to know that I'm willing to say, Lord, yes, I'll go wherever you want me to go. I'm willing to say, Lord, help us to be the people that you would have us to be. For when we look at those that are blessed all over the place, I can't help but tell God, thank you. You see, I have a special hallelujah this morning. I have a special thank you, Jesus, this morning because of who God is. God has just been so good. Somebody might sit in here under the sound of my voice this morning, believing that today is your day. Anybody in here got anything that they have already put on the altar and you're yet still waiting on God to do it? Anybody in here got some unanswered prayers, but there's not no doubt in your mind that God is going to come through? Anybody in here that already got a prayer through and God have already gave you one answer, but now you're sitting back and waiting to see what God's going to do next? Isn't it amazing how God will do one thing and all of a sudden he'll just do something else, and all of a sudden you turn around, he's done something else? I want to hear where the happy people at. How many of you are happy that you got joy? How many of you are happy you got blood running warm in your veins? How many of you are glad that you got a testimony that I've been there, but thank God I'm here right now? But don't forget where you come from. Don't forget how you got here. And after getting here, I didn't get here all by myself, but the power of the living God brought me all the way into the house of the Lord. And I just can't help but give my God some praise. I woke up feeling bad this morning, but I still got to give God some praise. I'm telling the devil he's a lie right now, but I still got to give my God some praise. Care what it looks like in the midst of what it looks like. You got to know that you belong to a God that can. The God that I serve, he can do. Nothing that my God can't do. With men, some things are impossible, but not with God. Because I serve a can do God. I serve a right now God, an after a while God, or when I get ready God. When I want to step in and change your situation around, while you sitting there crying and worrying about it, I done already worked it out. I heard somebody say that when the praises go up, who in here looking for a blessing? How many of you are willing to pay for your blessing this morning? You ain't got to have no money. All you got to have is a mouth. All you got to have is a heart. All you got to have is two hands. Anybody come to help me praise God? God Almighty. I wonder how many of you came expecting to be blessed. See, when you go to God's house, you ought to expect to be blessed. There ought to be something within the time that you are there that at least, if only for a few moments, that you can connect with the source. I'm not the source. I'm the under shepherd. I ache and I hurt just like you hurt. But I need you to connect with the source this morning. That source that go beyond your human limitations. I need somebody to connect. And I don't have a password. It's just Jesus. See, we need to connect up. We all modernized and we all got all this high-tech stuff. Let us get some Wi-Fi in us. What can you pick up this morning? I'm feeling better already. Because every time you tell that devil you are lying, you ain't getting my joy. God Almighty. Hallelujah, Jesus. God. Lord, I didn't know they done fixed the step. Hallelujah. So you don't stop nothing because you gone. The church still rolls right on. And we got to have that mindset. It's not about Cade. It's about us. If you can't get nothing from nobody but me, you got a problem. Blessings. Being connected with the source that is greater. And I thank God for having that connection. Because every now and again, I need to be re-energized. Every now and again, I need to be reminded that it's you need some help. And your help comes from the source. I am the source. I'm God. I made the heavens and the earth. I made you. I made everything that you see. I made it. And I made it for your good. I made it for you to enjoy. We are God's people. So we got to trust him. We got to have the assurance of knowing that it's one thing to say you got it, but it's another thing to have it. You see, there's that thing called the anointing power of God. You have so much sense and then have no sense. And you can have a little bit of intellect and just a little touch of that source. And all of a sudden you begin to realize that I've been enlightened. I've been brought out of the darkness into God's marvelous light. And now that I'm in the light, I want to let my light shine. Not for self-glory, but to glorify the God that is in heaven, to glorify the God that ought to be within us. There's a time that we ought to have God or want God to sort of just stir up that Holy Spirit. Stir up that spirit that is within us. Stir up the fact that you didn't make yourself. And I don't care how much money you done saved, that's still God's money. When we allow the Spirit of God to stir us up, you don't have to play the organ. You don't have to beat the drum. You don't even have to clap your hands. But there's something on the inside that will make you realize that there is a God somewhere. Today, even in a small town like Lexington, the population has grown to a point that we don't know everybody now. That there was a time that you could just about say, I know about everybody in town or somebody that they are affiliated with. But we are living at a time where our population has grown. And a lot of what Dr. King dreamed and envisioned has come to pass on the surface, but beneath. There's still racism. Beneath, there's still hatred. And so we find that in this place in which we call the United States of America, filled with all types of nationalities, all different colors of people, cultures, and beliefs, everybody has their own way of doing things. And whatever they believe, right or wrong, that's what they believe. We are living in a time where you can't tell some folk nothing. And then there's some folk that have itching ears and want to hear. Then we can always tell you what's best for you. And how you need to do this and how you ought to do that. And you know, we got some folk that know everything what you ought to do. And I don't even have an idea of what God wants me to do. So now, new term, stay in your lane. If you get in your lane, you realize that even though you can control your vehicle, and so we're going to say your vehicle is you. You can control you. But in safe driving, I got to look out for Daryl because sometimes Daryl's in a hurry. And when you're in a hurry, you're not as precise as you think that you are. So every now and again, and I know I got some of them in here, but they might be on the road, but you truck drivers, they're just going across the line when you get ready because you got a big enough vehicle that you know that they're going to get out your way. But you got to know who you are. And you got to understand that there comes a time that everybody don't think like you, they don't look like you, they don't dress like you. We are all different. We got to accept one another at face value. And we got to know that we all were made from the same dust of the ground, but in many ways, we are different. The way we think is different. The way we look at things is different. Our friends are different. We go to different places. There are different things that make us happy. There are those of us, and I'm going to get on to the message now. And I wonder how many of you are aware of how judgmental we are in the church house. We're almost, I would say, more critical than the people of the world. Sometimes, some of the folk in the world, we'll give you benefit of the doubt. But now, if you're a regular coming in here, some of your associates have seen you come in here. They don't come in with you. They talk about you while you come in. They talk about you after you come out. But because they don't want to come, that don't make you not come. You got to have your own mind as to what you're going to do. Now, there are those that say, I wouldn't go over there to that church because they don't like people like us. People, if we want to lift up the name Jesus, if we want to draw somebody closer to the Lord, then we got to be very careful what we use to entice them. Don't think that just because you say do it, they're going to do it. We got to reflect back and realize that there are too many people that allow the enemy to use them as an instigator. When we reflect back on our history, the church has been the most powerful tool to bind us together as one body unit. In most black households, what Joshua said is even true today. As for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. We should serve him wholeheartedly. Learn how to sit down and reason out our differences and not allow them to kill the spirit of love of the church. Now, we'll find that when we look here in the Word of God, the 12th chapter says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So this word applies to each and every one of us individually as well as collectively, but you have got to do your part as an individual. So if the question is asked, what can I give the Lord or what should I do for the Lord? Then God is saying through the words of Paul, present your body as a living sacrifice. Now, when you make a sacrifice, that means that you go beyond the call of duty. Holy and acceptable unto God, and then be not conformed to this world. But he said, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So that mind is something that is very special to us. Then Paul says here, for I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. All of us have a degree of faith. All of us know that there is a God somewhere. But now we got to understand that when it comes to serving God, there are times that because we are different and because we think different, that Christians debate about some things that are really not that important. We have folk now grew up on fatback, bacon, hog maw. But now, we don't eat pork. So now, because you don't eat pork, when I got that pig feet in my mouth, don't sit over there and look at me all crazy because you don't eat pork. Let me eat my pork and be happy. And you eat your beef or chicken or whatever you eat. You may not eat pork now. But I guarantee you, if you come out of a black household, you ate some pork before you got up to some side to make up your own mind. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to leave that alone. When you go to the grocery store, that's your money. You can buy pork, beef, seafood, whatever you want to buy with your money, that's your money. But make up your own mind. Don't you go in there and just call Darrell and say all of a sudden he don't eat pork. Well, now we don't eat pork. No, 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 no. Just don't cook no chop for Darrell. Cook that one for me. No need of making him eat the pork if he don't want it. And I'm going to clear this up and I'm going to shut up. The Bible says, him that is weak in the faith, receive ye, but not to doubtful dispensation. So we can't debate about matters all the time. We can't look at what others do and judge them because that's not what we like to do. If you like quiche, then you like quiche. But separate my egg and just fry me an egg over here. And if I'm going to eat some spinach, let me eat it over there. Don't mix it all together. I can't do quiche. Ain't that right, baby? But the Bible declares, one believeth that he can eat all things. You can say, I'm trying to be funny if you want to, but if you got your Bible, it's in here. One believeth that he may eat all things. Another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth, okay, here we come, despise him that eateth not. And let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth. For God hath received him. We all belong to God. God gave us our own palate, and we like what we like, and we don't like what we don't like. But all I'm here to let you know is verse 4. Who art thou that thou can judge another man's servant? To his own master, he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holded up. For God is able to make him stand. When folk don't like you, God still is on your side. One man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. See, there's sometimes that some folk don't care what day it is. Every day is just like any other day. But then there are some days that are very special days. And I just stopped by to let you know that I've come to the conclusion that I'm fully persuaded in my own mind that I'm going to love God with all of my heart. I'm fully persuaded in my own mind that there is a God somewhere. I'm fully persuaded in my own mind that the God that I serve, he is a healer. I'm fully persuaded in my own mind that the God that I serve, he'll pick you up when you fall down. The God that I serve, he sits high and he looks down low. I want to know, has anybody made up your mind this morning on whose side you're going to be on? Either you're on the Lord's side or you're on the enemy's side. But I'm so glad that I'm on the Lord's side. And everybody that's on the Lord's side, they tell me there's joy. Unspeakable joy. They tell me that every day is a better day than yesterday. Because I got the Lord and I'm in my God's hand. And the Bible declares that as long as I'm in God's hand, no man is able to pull me out. So I want to know, is there anybody here? Anybody here? Got joy in your heart. Got laughter in your soul. They know that God is by your side. I want to let you know this morning. You can't be halfway there. The Bible declares, be ye fully persuaded. So when you're fully persuaded, there is no doubt. There's no wavering. When you're fully persuaded that you serve a God that goes with you every step of the way, then everything is going to be all right. When you're fully persuaded and you go into the doctor's office and they say, well, I got to tell you something. Then if you're fully persuaded that you're in the hands of a mighty God, then you and Jesus go right on in there and listen. And then Jesus is going to bring you right out and remind you everything's going to be all right. Because I'm God. I change not. And I can do what no one else can do. I have come to the realization that we argue about stuff that don't make no sense. No need of us falling out about what we eat and what we don't eat, where we go and where we don't go. Only thing you need to know is you're going to have to answer for everything you've done, everywhere you've gone, for every seed that you've sown. You're going to have to reap those seeds. But you can reap with expectation and joy if you let the Lord be your God and you be his people. God sent a very simple message to us this morning for us to not be pulled by everybody that seems like they got an answer or a better way of doing things. Have your own mind. If you want to love God, if you want to jump, if you want to shout, you shout. If you want to sing on the choir, you sing on the choir. Don't worry about the he says and the she says, because God will take care of you. He's that kind of God this morning.